This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. I think I mentioned earlier this week, Monday maybe, when we started our Buffalo stories, that business filings, that is new businesses being formed, those filings in Erie County, of which Buffalo is the county seat, were up 34% last year. That is compared to 23% nationally. So we thought it might be a good idea to hear from one of those entrepreneurs.
I'm Jennifer Barton. I am 39 years old. I'm a creative arts facilitator during the day. So I work with non-for-profits and developmentally disabled adults in art. Weekends and evenings, I own a creative community art studio. November 2020, we were told that we were going to be going down to part-time hours because no one knew what was going on health-wise. And working in group homes, that's, you know, the fastest way to spread something. I was like, I don't think I've ever worked less than full time since high school. But when I came home, my boyfriend was like, this is the time for you to start doing what you want to do. And I was like, you're right. I literally just went to Michael's and Joann's and I was like, all right, let's see what I can do. Poured a glass of Prosecco and started making some coasters. I luckily had known two really rad women who were local business owners. And she was like, hey, we're doing some holiday pop-up shop stuff. Why don't you bring your clay coasters down and some of your ornaments and some of your earrings and see what we can do. And I started selling them. Every little bit of money I would make would go back into the business. When we got these stimulus checks, I used some of that money for some necessary bills and stuff. But I was very much like, well, I've got this little leftover, what can I do with it? So I was able to get one of my heat presses with that. That summer of 2021, I called it my summer of hustle because I was back to full time with my day job, but I was like, I want to see where I can go with this. Being able to start a business in Buffalo, I would never have been able to do that in any other actual city, San Francisco or something, would never have been able to afford it. I'm probably even busier than I was 3 years ago, but I'm making my own way and I'm doing things that I'm so passionate about.
Jennifer Barton there, selling coasters and earrings and the like. She owns the community art studio Nickel City Wax and Wayne in Buffalo, New York.